Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 347. Welcome back, friends. Thank you for joining me today. You know, each day I share short episodes to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. It's my prayer that this podcast is helping you grow in your faith. I want to say thank you to those of you who are helping us get the word out about this podcast. I'm so grateful for each of you who are sharing episodes on social media. And for those of you who have invited friends, family, and your church to listen in, you are a blessing. Today on the podcast, we are talking about meditating on Scripture. Many years ago, Henry Ford, the founder of the Ford Motor Company, hired an efficiency expert to evaluate his company. His job was to determine where the company could improve, where they could be more efficient and save more money. Well, after a few weeks, the expert made his report, which was highly favorable, except for one thing. "It's that man down the hall," said the expert. "Every time I go by his office, he's just sitting there with his feet up on the desk. Mr. Ford, he's wasting your money." "That man," replied Mr. Ford, "once had an idea that saved us millions of dollars. At that time, I believe his feet were planted right where they are now." Well, this story illustrates the importance of good thinking. When we use the mind that God has given us for good things, wonderful results will follow. The Bible presents us with the spiritual discipline of meditation on Scripture. That's thinking about Scripture, the practice of thinking about the Word of God. How many times have you read some Bible verses in the morning as you started your day, only to never think about them again? But what would happen if you begin to meditate on Scripture? What if you picked out a verse for the day or the week and you intentionally thought about that verse throughout the day? Imagine getting God's Word deep into your heart. Imagine thinking about what that verse means and how you would apply it to your life. Now, meditation has never been more popular than it is today. Today, I did a simple Google search for the word meditation, and it brought up 4 billion search results. Yes, that's billion with a B. Today, most secular meditation stems from Eastern meditation, and much of it has roots in Hinduism and Buddhism. In Eastern meditation, the goal is to empty the mind. And this is dangerous because an empty mind may present an open invitation to deception or a demonic spirit. But in Christian meditation, the goal is the opposite. It is to fill your mind with the Word of God. And this can be done by carefully thinking about each word and phrase and asking, what is God saying, and how can I be obedient to the word? The Bible promises blessing and stability to those who will meditate on Scripture. Listen to Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." The Bible is teaching us right here that the righteous man or woman ponders the Word of God. He does not just hear it and forget it. He thinks about it. Many years ago, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Many people lack because they only read and do not meditate." It is not only reading that does us good, but the soul inwardly feeding on it and digesting it. We must be careful to not do our spiritual disciplines just to check a box and complete them for the day as if they were a religious duty to be completed. We do spiritual disciplines such as Bible reading, prayer, worship, fasting, scripture memorization in order to know God in a personal way. These disciplines help us grow closer in relationship to Jesus. They change us to be more like Christ. I want you to notice the blessing that comes from meditating on the Word of God day and night. The Bible says that you will be like a tree planted by streams of water. This means that your life will have stability and nourishment. It also says that your life will be fruitful and whatever you do will prosper. Wow, what a promise. All this simply because you meditate on the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says something very similar. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Here's today's challenge. As the Holy Spirit directs you, select a verse of Scripture to memorize. Continue to meditate on this verse throughout the week. Ask God to speak to you from this verse and be quick to apply it to your life. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you haven't already, I would be honored if you would subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you consume podcast content so that you won't miss a daily episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.